Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Wednesday, the 3rd of March. In the United States, the state of Texas is to run an economic laboratory test, with the governor lifting almost all restrictions on economic activity and declaring that the state is to be open 100%. Economically, it has always been the fear of the virus that has done the damage, whether that fear is amongst consumers unwilling to spend, businesses unwilling to invest, or policymakers imposing restrictions. If the fear of Texan policymakers has now fallen, regardless of what happens with case numbers, we now need to see what happens to fear level amongst consumers, and how their spending patterns may change as fear declines. Of course, economic activity in Texas has been negatively affected by power losses and winter storms. But if this opening up policy holds and fear levels are judged to have fallen, then Texas represents a relatively large economic experiment. The lifting of restrictions in New Zealand last September appeared to encourage the Roaring Twenties scenario, with a switch in consumer spending away from goods and towards services. Australia, which has also managed to ease some restrictions domestically, reported a better-than-expected fourth-quarter GDP based on stronger household spending. And inevitably, the previous quarter's data was revised stronger. Although the numbers do not necessarily matter that much to the global economy in and of themselves, they are again indicative of the fact that as restrictions ease, the economic bounce back is tending to be stronger than economic models would predict. Perhaps because economic models are trying to make the events of the last 12 months fit into a classic recession recovery profile, when clearly this is not what is happening. Italian final fourth quarter GDP numbers are also due today. The UK has a few bits and pieces on the agenda. The Chancellor will repeat the budget leaks to Parliament. This is of limited interest now to anyone. The British Retail Consortium's shop price index showed continued deflation in February, but this is not surprising. Ahead, we do have Bank of England member Tenreo speaking on the savings and financial tax that negative interest rates represent. Tenreiro is a fan of this form of taxation and seems to believe that raising this tax will help the economy at this particular juncture. These views are not those of a majority at the Bank of England. The euro area is offering January producer price inflation. This is a better reflection of corporate pricing power than is consumer price inflation, and of course is exempted from distortions like sales tax increases, which have contributed to the higher consumer price month-on-month inflation rates in the euro area. The oil price base effects will also have an impact here, obviously, but that is a second quarter issue, and this data is only for January. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.